The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. Since producing this one-year audio journey through the world's most important book, I've become a full-time voiceover artist. For more information, I invite you to click on over to my voiceover website at theguywithafriendlyvoice.com. Hi and welcome. You found the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 238. Today we'll be reading Psalms chapters 103 through 105, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 103. Praise the Lord, O my soul, with all that is within me, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Do not forget all His kind deeds. He is the one who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who delivers your life from the pit, who crowns you with His loyal love and compassion, who satisfies your life with good things, so your youth is renewed like an eagle's. The Lord does what is fair and executes justice for all the oppressed. The Lord revealed His faithful acts to Moses, His deeds to the Israelites. The Lord is compassionate and merciful. He is patient and demonstrates great loyal love. He does not always accuse and does not stay angry. He does not deal with us as our sins deserve. He does not repay us as our misdeeds deserve. For as the skies are as high as above the earth, so His loyal love towers over His faithful followers. As far as the eastern horizon is from the west, so He removes the guilt of our rebellious actions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on His faithful followers. For He knows what we are made of. He realizes we are made of clay. A person's life is like grass, like a flower in the field it flourishes, but when the hot wind blows by, it disappears, and one can no longer even spot the place where it once grew. But the Lord continually shows loyal love to His faithful followers, and is faithful to their descendants, to those who keep His covenant, who are careful to obey His commands. The Lord has established His throne in heaven. His kingdom extends over everything. Praise the Lord, you angels of His, you powerful warriors who carry out His decrees and obey His orders. Praise the Lord, all you warriors of His, you servants of His who carry out His desires. Praise the Lord, all that He has made in all the regions of His kingdom. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Psalms chapter 104. Praise the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are magnificent. You are robed in splendor and majesty. He covers Himself with light as if it were a garment. He stretches out the skies like a tent curtain and lays the beams of the upper rooms of His palace on the rain clouds. He makes the clouds His chariot and travels along on the wings of the wind. He makes the winds of His messengers and the flaming fire His attendant. He established the earth on its foundations. It will never be upended. The watery deep covered it like a garment. The waters reached above the mountains. Your shout made the waters retreat. At the sound of your thunderous voice, they hurried off. As the mountains rose up and the valleys went down to the place you appointed for them. You set up a boundary for them that they could not cross, so that they could not cover the earth again. He turned springs into streams. They flow between the mountains. They provide water for all the animals in the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the sky live beside them. They chirp among the bushes. He waters the mountains from the upper rooms of His palace. The earth is full of the fruit you cause to grow. He provides grass for the cattle and crops for people to cultivate so they can produce food from the ground, as well as wine that makes people feel good, and so they can have oil to make their faces shine, as well as food that sustains people's lives. The trees of the Lord receive all the rain they need, the cedars of Lebanon, which He planted, where the birds make nests, near the evergreens in which the herons live. The wild goats live in the high mountains. The rock badgers find safety in the cliffs. He made the moon to mark the months, and the sun sets according to a regular schedule. You make it dark and night comes, during which all the beasts of the forest prowl around. The lions roar for prey, seeking their food from God. When the sun rises, they withdraw and sleep in their dens. Men then go out to do their work and labor away until evening. How many living things you have made, O Lord! You have exhibited great skill in making all of them. The earth is full of the living things you have made. Over here is the deep wide sea, which teems with innumerable swimming creatures, living things both small and large. The ships travel there, and over here swims the whale you made to play in it. All of your creatures wait for you to provide them with food on a regular basis. You give food to them, and they receive it. You open your hand, and they are filled with food. When you ignore them, they panic. When you take away their life's breath, they die and return to dust. When you send your life-giving breath, they're created, and you replenish the surface of the ground. May the splendor of the Lord endure. May the Lord find pleasure in the living things He has made. He looks down on the earth and it shakes. He touches the mountains and they start to smolder. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God as long as I exist. May my thoughts be pleasing to Him. I will rejoice in the Lord. May sinners disappear from the earth and the wicked vanish. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Psalms chapter 105. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name. Make known His accomplishments among the nations. Sing to Him. Make music to Him. Tell about all His miraculous deeds. Boast about His holy name. Let the hearts of those who sing the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord in the strength He gives. Seek His presence continually. Recall the miraculous deeds He performed, His mighty acts and the judgments He decreed. O children of Abraham, God's servant, you descendants of Jacob, God's chosen ones, He is the Lord our God. He carries out judgment throughout the earth. He always remembers His covenantal decree, the promise He made to a thousand generations, the promise He made to Abraham, the promise He made by oath to Isaac. He gave it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as a lasting promise, saying, "To you I will give the land of Canaan as a portion of your inheritance." When they were few in number, just a very few, and resident aliens within it, they wandered from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another. He let no one oppress them. He disciplined kings for their sake, saying, "Don't touch my chosen ones. Don't harm my prophets." He called down a famine upon the earth. He cut off all the food supply. He sent a man ahead of them. Joseph was sold as a servant. The shackles hurt his feet. His neck was placed in an iron collar until the time when his prediction came true. The Lord's word proved him right. The king authorized his release. The ruler of nations set him free. He put him in charge of his palace and made him manager of all his property, giving him authority to imprison his officials and to teach his advisors. Israel moved to Egypt. Jacob lived for a time in the land of Ham. The Lord made His people very fruitful and made them more numerous than their enemies. He caused them to hate His people and to mistreat His servants. He sent His servant Moses and Aaron, whom He had chosen. They executed His miraculous signs among them and His amazing deeds in the land of Ham. He made it dark. They did not disobey His orders. He turned their water into blood and killed their fish. Their land was overrun by frogs, which even got into the rooms of their kings. He ordered flies to come. Gnats invaded their whole territory. He sent hail along with the rain. There was lightning in their land. He destroyed their vines and fig trees and broke the trees throughout their territory. He ordered locusts to come, innumerable grasshoppers. They ate all the vegetation in their land and devoured the crops of their fields. He struck down all the firstborn in their land, the first fruits of their reproductive power. He brought His people out, enriched with silver and gold. None of His tribes stumbled. Egypt was happy when they left, for they were afraid of them. He spread out a cloud for cover and provided a fire to light up the night. They asked for food, and He sent quails. He satisfied them with food from the sky. He opened up a rock, and water flowed out. A river ran through dry regions. Yes, He remembered the sacred promise He made to Abraham, His servant. When He led His people out, they rejoiced. His chosen ones shouted with joy. He handed the territory of nations over to them, and they took possession of what other peoples had produced, so they might keep His commands and obey His laws. Praise the Lord. Wow, these chapters were a wonderful recitation of all the good things that God did for the people of Israel. No wonder the Psalms are a favorite book of the Bible. You can just open this up, read these praises, and take them as your own in your own private time to praise God. Well, again, I'd like to thank you for being with me today. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb, the guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.